Waste no time when your dreams are calling, 'cause it's now or never.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Launchpad. Once again, I'm Greg Bolden, and chatting with folks that have gone on and done some exciting things with their career. And I'm super excited to be talking today with Burgundy Baker, who has been doing some very exciting things in her acting career. You probably know her in her starring role as Keisha Williams on The Chi on Showtime, or perhaps you know her as Anaya from Black Lightning on the CW. She's had recurring roles on Station 19, on Heathers, Chicago Med, on Empire. The list goes on and on. So an extra big welcome to Burgundy Baker.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming along today and welcome to the Launchpad. We've got a lot of things to chat about. You have been doing a lot of work of late. Somehow I have a hard time keeping up with all the things that you have going. Is it ever a little bit overwhelming, all the things that you've got going on these days?
No, I just love it so much. I always actually just want more and more.
Well, it feels like more and more is on its way. I mean, when you're working with powerhouses in the industry like Lena Waithe and Lee Daniels and working repeatedly with them, just feels like more and more exciting things are, you know, on the way. Remind me if I'm correct, I think, which I'm almost always correct, so I'm sure I am. But weren't you named one of the actresses to watch on television, like in 2018, if I remember?
Yes, that is correct. You are correct.
Yeah. Well, see, I always am. So that's very exciting. And it's proved to be true as you continue to get all of these larger roles and getting more and more visibility. One of the things that I think is a testament to you as a performer and as a person is as I was going through some of your credits, and each one of those that I listed were recurring roles. You've done multiple roles on lots of different shows, including have there been three seasons of The Chi now?
Well, we've had two seasons air already, but we've shot three seasons.
Three seasons. You've been in all three seasons. What do you think are some of the things, some of the main characteristics that allow someone to become a recurring character, have a starring role in a series?
I think what's really important is that the actor is able to take direction on the spot. I mean, things are always changing on set and in television and film, that you have to be on your toes and just know how to roll with the punches. I think you have to be prepared and you have to be a pleasure to work with and constantly bring something new, because, you know, people are watching you every week. They don't want to see the same old thing. So I think knowing how to bring a new flavor or something different within the boundaries of your character, I think those are really important.
I love that. I love this idea too of, you know, a lot of it comes down to being a pleasure to work with, which you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all maybe have this idea that a lot of people in Hollywood are divas, and you know, and they exist. Certainly they exist. I'm sure you've worked with some of them. In fact, I know you have. Not naming names, but I know you have. I've heard horror stories. But I think really the people, so much of the time, those people who get asked back over and over and over again are those people who can deliver and at the end of the day are just a joy to be around.
Yeah. I think that can actually set two actors apart. If, you know, they may have the same amount of talent, they may have the same amount of credits, but who do you want to deal with? You know, who do you want to be in the presence of? Who is going to make the job easier, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And that's true for entertainment and really for any field. I mean, if it's a matter of, I don't think it's hard to imagine that if it's a choice between working with one person or another person, the person that gets chosen to be on a team over and over again is the person who's easy and pleasant to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of exciting things. You talked about Shy season 3 coming up, mm-hmm. to look forward to. Is that coming out? Is that July that's coming out, season 3?
It was July. They moved it to June 21st, so it's sooner than we expected. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's so exciting.
We don't have to wait so long. Hooray.
I know.
Are there other things that you see coming up on the horizon for you, or things that you'd like to see coming up as far as future goals for next projects?
Well, my goal right now, when all this quarantine is over, I really want to do a feature film. That's something I haven't had the opportunity to do yet. Well, not a lead role in a feature film. So that is my goal. But as we quarantine, I'm working on my own short film and just got my fingers crossed for a season 4 of The Shy.
Yeah. Any idea of when you will know about a season 4?
I don't know. Last season, it was after a couple episodes aired from the previous season. So since we're coming up in June, it shouldn't be long before we find out.
That's exciting. And can you tell us a little bit about the project that you're working on now for yourself?
Oh, yeah, it's a short, and it's called Grace, and it's about a young girl named Grace. I'm really just trying to get a team together, a team of people that I trust to help this vision come to life.
It's good. You know, there's so much opportunity to, you know, create some of your own material, and I think now, especially when production is shut down, it's a great time to be, you know, to be working on some of your own projects. It's a theme I hear from lots of people that I talk about, is it's no longer something where you just sit around and wait to be cast for the next thing.
Yeah.
It's creating content, continuing to grow as an artist in lots of different ways.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that keeps you sane in the downtime.
And I think sanity is a plus.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a favor of that. So that's good. So that's what's coming up next. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine. And can you tell us a little bit about, like, the early days of Burgundy's career? When was it that you knew that being an actor was what you wanted to do?
Okay, when I was 9 years old, there was a contest for Kraft macaroni and cheese, and they were looking for a kid to advertise macaroni and cheese.
Yum.
And right. And me and my mom put together a video and submitted it, and I won. And I went out and shot some videos and did some interviews, and I became the face of Kraft macaroni and cheese. My face was on the box of the macaroni box, and I was named the Blue Box Kid.
At
9 years old, it was so much. I mean, I didn't know anything about the camera. I didn't know anything about, like, how to talk. I just was so happy to be there. And even the challenges and the things I didn't know were exciting to me. Like, even being nervous was, like, exciting. And I knew then at 9 years old that that's what I wanted to do. I was just kind of just thrown into it, but I enjoyed every bit of it. And after that, my mom put me in dance, acting, singing, everything. And I just stuck with it.
I love that. I didn't know that story. That's so much fun. That at 9 years old, without any training, I guess they decided you were the cheesiest, I guess. Macaroni and cheese, I suppose.
Yeah, that's actually something I had to say. Macaroni and cheese, it's the cheesiest.
I love it.
And it is actually very cheesy, but I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
Oh, that's so much fun. I had no idea. That's so great. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. So you got started, you know, got a great break early on, but it's never, you know, it's never A, then to B, then to C. It, you know, a career never just goes equal steps. There's always, there's always barriers and detours and whatnot along the way. What are some of the barriers that you feel like you have faced along the way towards getting to where you are now and where you're headed next?
My biggest barrier was getting into audition rooms. I didn't have an agent, I didn't have a manager. And all of the good auditions, all of the big opportunities seemed like they were going to people who had representation.
Right.
And thanks to Launch, I got an agent and I started going into these rooms and actually showing what I could do. You know, it was different from being a kid where you kind of just had to be cute and be brave.
Yeah.
Now it's serious and you kind of need a team. And I didn't have anybody, you know, rooting for me. I was just kind of out there just on my own. And that was a big barrier. I think that was my biggest challenge, was just actually getting my foot in the door professionally.
It really is a shame that so much of the time it's not necessarily the best person for a job who gets cast. It's never necessarily the best, most talented person. It's that person that the decision makers is even aware of. And so it's,
right.
I think it's so frustrating for so many, many people who are like, who see people on television, see people in films, you know, for models, see people in magazines or on stage. And they're like, and they know they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have people who are putting you in front of the right faces, it does you no good. So
right.
Yeah, finding that team is so important. And I think you're still with the same, I mean, the team that you started or the, you know, you, the folks that you met, you signed with Grey Talent. Yes. From your,
yes.
You showed up at Launch Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you're still with Grey Talent. Yes.
Yes, okay. I am.
That's fantastic. So that started the building of the team. So now that you are a series regular, I imagine your team has grown as time has gone on.
Yes, it has. First, I was just with Gray as an agency, and I had to get a manager, then I had to get a lawyer and public representation. But all of those connections that I had added onto my team all came from Gray, who I met at Launch.
Fantastic.
So in a way, it's still all connected.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, certainly you made a big impact at when you attended Launch Showcase. There was, I remember very well when you were there and performing on stage, and there was a lot of attention placed on you from some of the different agents. How did you know that Gray was the right place for you to be?
Well, before we got the chance to sit down and talk, I kind of did some research on agencies in my area. And I knew I had a classmate that graduated. Well, they weren't my classmate, but we went to the same university. They graduated a couple years before me, and they were with Gray. So I called and, you know, got some insight on Gray. And when I saw that Gray was going to be there, I already had my questions prepared and went in there. And it was just the chemistry, really, because there were a ton of agencies and a ton of managers that I liked, mm-hmm. but the connection with Gray was undeniable, and the work that I saw their other clients do was very inspiring.
That's great. I love that you did a little bit of preparation beforehand. We had a scout chat a few weeks ago where one of the scouts who attends the Launch Showcase did talk during that scout chat about the importance of showing up prepared, having questions, thinking ahead of time about what would be some important things to ask, what would be important things to you. That preparedness, you know, I know actors know to be prepared for an audition, but I think sometimes preparing for the business side of things isn't something that comes as natural.
Yeah, I feel like Launch is like a one in a lifetime opportunity. And that really motivated me to be prepared, because, I mean, being able to show what you've got and being able to talk one-on-one with representation, I actually never heard of that. So I was like, let me do everything I can to make sure that this experience goes well.
Are there other tips that you could give for people who are planning on attending the Launch Showcase, things that they can do ahead of time or things that they can do at the event that will help maximize their chances of making that good impression?
Yeah, like I said, do your research and kind of have an idea of who you already like. Definitely have all of your headshots ready, and headshots that you like not one that your mom thinks you're so cute in, but one that you are proud to show.
Yeah.
I know if you're doing the acting portion, the scene, the TV scene portion, you'll get your lines a little bit in advance. Go over them, like, know it, like, without looking at the paper, know it.
Right.
Because I think that shows, you know, it's a difference between people who study and people who memorize than people who are trying to think on stage in the moment. That could be a huge distraction. And I think those are the biggest things. Wear something you like, something you feel like you look good in, because it's every little thing contributes to your confidence, and it shows when you get up on that stage. And like I say, this is like it's a big opportunity. So I think those are important things.
I love there's sort of a theme to some of those different suggestions, and this idea of the things that make you confident, the things that make you feel like ready to tackle the world. I think a lot of times there's a concern about wearing the right thing or saying the right thing. There were, of course, I'm hoping you could feel the quotation marks in the words right there. Mm-hmm. I was making them in the air, realizing that nobody can see the actual like bunny ears that I'm making, but it just like, you know, felt like the thing to do. But there isn't really one right thing. It's the thing that makes you feel like, yes, I'm ready to attack. I'm ready to take charge. I am ready to own this.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised things that may not necessarily be, and I'm using the air bunny ears, the right thing,
but
because it's because you're confident and because you feel good the way it comes out of you, to everyone else it feels right or it looks right. You know, it's confidence is an important thing, but I think that it's not something that just happens. Like, you do have to prepare, you do have to plan.
Right. Perfect. Excellent advice. Okay, so that was some good advice. Now I'm going to put you on the spot and ask if there's maybe just a general life lesson that you've learned on your journey to where you've arrived already and where you're going next that you'd like to share with people.
I think one thing I'd like to share is to always go for it. I think there are a lot of things that, like you were saying earlier, you watch TV or you see models and you think, oh, I can do that, you know, but then sometimes we're given the opportunity and we kind of shy from it, or we kind of halfway do it. Go for it. If you're going to do something, go fully in and go for it. And I think when you do that, it always comes back to you, even if it's not in that moment. The things that you tackle and the work that you do, I think it there's always a reward in the end. So just go for it and don't stop going. Just go, go, go.
You know, the worst thing I think anybody can have is regret. That idea of looking back and going, ooh, if I'd only given myself a chance, if I'd only tried, what could have happened? In my life, when I look back, and I have made some big, colossal mistakes, I don't regret any of those. The things that I regret are the things that I didn't do, I didn't go after, that I convinced myself was outside of my reach. So I like this idea of be good to yourself and give yourself the shot. Give yourself a chance.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Burgundy, great advice. I'm super excited. I'm glad that we don't have to wait as long as July to get to see the next season of The Shy and to get to see all the other projects that are coming up. So many things on the horizon for you. It's all very, very exciting.
Hey, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. And thank you for continuing to just be this launch family. Like, ever since I met you all years ago, we've still somehow continued to be a family and keep in touch in some way. And the way you support artists is a wonderful thing. So thank you for having me.
Oh, love it. Just a real joy. All right. Well, thanks so much. I hope everybody enjoyed this today as much as I did. Please continue to look forward to future episodes of the Launchpad. We'll be having more people that we'll be talking with and more episodes coming up. Have an excellent day, and hopefully we will get to see you at the Launch Showcase. Thanks, Burgundy.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Waste no time when you're dreaming.